Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. There's a constant pressure in this world that tries to squeeze believers into being common and into doing what everyone else is doing today. But don't let that thinking rub off on you. You're not like everyone else. You've not only been chosen by the Most High God, but He has set you apart and called you to live a higher life. Perhaps you're ready to go to a higher level of intimacy with God. You're ready to become the man or woman of prayer, of the Word, and of godly character. Or perhaps you're ready to go to a higher level of power. You're ready to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons the way Jesus commanded us to do. No matter what, if you're ready to go to a higher level in any area, God is ready to help you. In today's message, titled Higher Levels, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to not fall into the trap of being common. Let's join in.
We have the mandate to move to higher levels. The born-again Christian is like a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. That's where you belong, my friend, if you are born again. This will change the way you think. Until we change the way we think, we cannot change the way we live. Jesus spoke to his disciples and you and me like this. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. That's John chapter 17 verse 18. So you are redeemed a star to outshine your world. Our goals in life as believers are totally different from people in the world. You must know that you are called out, set apart and separated for a special purpose and special use. And that is for God's use. We are His personal representatives in the world. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. That's what the scriptures say. And so as much as God wants us to change levels, the main reason why He wants us to change levels is to glorify God. And to glorify Him means to show forth all His excellence. I don't think Christians who are not moving to higher levels do much to glorify God. Jesus wants us to go great heights in our lives. He spoke like this: "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." We must carry this mentality. I am not surprised that I find myself where I am today. I would have been surprised if I wasn't there. Thank God for being faithful to His word. But thank God also for being able to see it even before it came to be or even before it came to pass. You see, all of God's plans and purposes for us are contained in scriptures. Jesus found His mission in the scriptures. He opened the Bible and what was recorded in Isaiah chapter 61, He read it to the people. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn." That was His mission, and He found it in the Bible. John the Baptist also found his in scriptures. "I am the one crying in the wilderness, for this is He who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make His path straight.'" He also found his in scripture. That was recorded in Matthew chapter 3 verse 3. So let me ask you a question. Have you found yours? Have you found your purpose on this earth? You are the light of the world. You are the salt of this earth. As the Father sent me, so have I sent you, said Jesus. We are to take dominion on this earth. We are his ambassadors, pleading with unbelievers and reconciling them to Christ. You belong to the top. Don't remain where you are. Christians need to be moving to higher levels. We need to be at the top. We are the head, not the tail. We are above, not beneath. We need to be at great heights, not only for our benefits, but for the sake of the world. We are the hope of this world. If you don't know, let me tell you. We are the hope of this world. What God is doing in our lives is mainly the hope for mankind. So wherever you are, you have to bring hope. Which is why Jesus said to us that you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. And that's how Jesus is portraying us. You see, Jesus portrays us as light and salt and emphasizes on our potential to change society. Sometimes we shy away from our duty, but our light is to be seen. There is no place for private Christianity. The Christian is to be thrown into society where there will be persecution and rejection. But God has made us salt and light. When you are placed in that kind of environment, your presence makes a change. That's why you need to move to higher levels to bring changes to society. The idea of keeping your Christian faith private is totally unscriptural. You see, do you know why unbelievers want us to keep our faith private? Do you know that? Because they are scared of our influence and our potential to change society once we arise and get on the move. My friend, change heights, change levels, move to higher heights. They are frightened, so they want to pass laws and restrict us and protect themselves from our influence as believers. The Christian life is not to be lived inside the church. You are to rise up and change society. Your life is to be lived in a society that is decaying, in a society that is degenerating, full of darkness, society that is full of evil, wickedness, and sin. We are made for ministry, and we are agents of change. We are made to influence society which is in opposition to Almighty God. As soon as you leave the doors of the church, your opportunity begins. It begins where you are rejected. It begins where you are disliked. It begins where you are criticized. How much food can you season as long as you keep the salt in its container? Not any. The nations we live in are degenerating orally in every area. It's not God's fault. The main reason for this is that too many of God's people have the misconception of who we are. What's our nature? We are salt and light, and we are therefore to effect change. Let me ask you a question. What is happening in your office and workplace, on your playground? Don't quit because people in your office are unbelievers. That's the reason why God put you there. That's your mission field. Rise to higher levels and be able to effect change wherever you are. You will do yourself no good and nobody any good if you were not changing levels. Make sure you understand the value of what you have and who you are. You have the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you. He who is in us is greater than the one out there. God is Spirit and He has given us His Spirit. The Bible says, as He is, so are we in this world. You see, you are not beneath, you are above. You stand in for Jesus Christ. There is exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe in Him. So move on. Know that you are head and not the tail. You are above, not beneath. move to greater heights and be able to affect and influence society. If you don't have enough faith to go for the world, how about your family, about your neighborhood, about your school? How about one or two other people? You have an influence and you got to pick your head up and not think that you are inferior. You are not, because you are above and not beneath. Know that you are not beneath everybody else. You are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. In God's economy, everything begins by believing. It's amazing how confident you get if you begin to believe the right stuff, the right things written about you in Scripture. He said you are the light of this earth. You are the salt of this earth. You are the light seasoning, flavoring, and preserving. You are the light guiding people and then exposing and expelling darkness. You are the light of the world. Christ is the light of this world and he lives in us and therefore shines through us. Light is to be seen because a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. It can be seen from every far distance. See, today I appoint you over the nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. That's what God said to Jeremiah, and that's what he's saying to you and me. This says a lot about our Christian testimony. Hallelujah. Light disperses and drives out darkness. Our very presence at where we live, where we work, and where we play ought to be pushing against dispelling and driving out the darkness. Light beautifies, but it also reveals or exposes. The light of the gospel of Christ abiding in us exposes error. It reveals it for what it is. It shows the truth of it and manifests what it is. That's why the world doesn't want us around, because the presence of light in your life makes them extremely uncomfortable. Your presence reminds them of what they ought to be. Your unbelieving friends are more comfortable without you. That's why God wants us to expose the darkness and to reveal the truth. My friend, move to higher levels because someone needs you. You belong to the top, so you are needed. For you and me, we are not living this life, absorbing the air, drinking the water, doing all the things that life gives us, without actually moving to the next phase, without changing levels by living his life. Are you loving others? Are you witnessing to others? Are you serving others? If you are not going to do these three things, I want to ask you, can you justify your continued existence on earth? Somebody's life is going to be different because you have been there in their lives. My friend, change levels. One of these is going to be greatly blessed of God, not the one who simply hears instructions, by the one who hears and carries out what they heard. Be the doer of the word and rise to greater heights. You see, the mission of Jesus is now the mission of believers. The passion of Christ is now expressed through his followers. Christ wants to squeeze life out of you to others. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. God believes in you as his representative, and that's our purpose for living. God works with us among hurting people. We must be enthusiastic to touch and bless others. Never underrate the value of your words and actions. You will never be bored with life if you live according to the purpose for which God put you on this earth. We all have a personal ministry, ministering God's love and life in our dark world. My friend, change heights and keep on moving. Change levels so you can affect society and live for God. And if you have not received Christ as your personal savior, you cannot even change levels to please God. You cannot move to new heights to please God. And if you will, now is the time to do so. You may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.